This is the Lightning Strike.
And so the time has finally come. The bourgeoisie outside the walls agree with proletarian blood.
And that blood which flows from their pen
is the closest that they've ever been to the people.
You've been to our shows.
Yes, sung your songs.
Now we're asking you to add to each chorus you've sung and
protest against injustice.
Hello everyone, tonight is October 29th, 2005. And the Lightning played last night. They're coming into this game 2 wins in a row. And they're playing again the Atlanta Thrashers. Last time they played the Thrashers, and they thrashed the Thrashers 6-0 at home against the Thrashers. And basically tonight, I think Atlanta, Kovalchuk, he's pretty crazy. I think he's going to come at us pretty tough. They have Marian Hossa from Ottawa. He's awesome. They got a lot of good players, man, but I think they play a little dirty. So tonight we're playing the Atlanta Thrashers. The game, I missed the first period of the game here. It wasn't televised, and I got home late from work here, so I picked up the game like midway through the second, and the score was 0-0. So first period, not a lot happened, nothing to report on. Basically, coming into the game, the Lightning is rated number 2 on the penalty kill. They've killed off tons of penalties, and they're also like 29th in the league on the power play. So, you know, they're kind of both ends of the standard there, which is not good. You want to be pretty much balanced in the center there. You know, if you're 15th in both categories there, that's pretty good. I ended up getting my Labatt's tonight. Stephanie, she lost her wallet when I got home, so basically we had to go on a bike ride. I have a Mongoose freestyle bike from like 1985, and I took that thing out, and I did some jumps. It was fun. It's pretty cold here. Cold here is not cold to everybody else, but it was like 50 degrees and a little sweater on. Riding the bike was nice, but we didn't find the wallet. She had to cancel her credit cards and driver's license and all that's ridiculous. She has to get it again, so it's kind of unfortunate night. But I got home just in time to start playing back the game. And so we go into the second period where all the action started here. I'm starting to watch the second. I just cracked open my first beer there, and all of a sudden Savard scored for Atlanta, his 5th goal of the season, puts him up 1-0. Atlanta actually looked pretty tough. You know, I was just looking at them. You know, I thought we were in trouble. I thought we were in big trouble. And then right after that, here comes they have a power play. And you know, I'm not sweating it, but sooner or later someone's going to score on him. And actually this play here, Marian Hossa gets a little feed down low, and he scores his 4th goal of the year to put them up 2-0, like just like that. And I was like, oh man. But like a minute after, coming back, Freddie Modine, he gets a little feed from Brad Richards, and he smashes it. And it was like it was a pretty neat goal. It was like a little pass, and he just kind of deflected it out of the air. And he had his 6th of the year, I believe. And he got assisted by Richards. And right after that, wasn't too much longer after that, because I remember. I'm a little buzzed right now, as you can tell. I got my Labatt's here. I did a whole bunch of cleaning. I had to vacuum all this crazy stuff, man. I was going crazy. The cats are sick. I don't know. But right after that, then Richards comes back, and Richards, I believe it was like a deflection off his stick from Prosville. Prosville passes it into him, and a little deflection off his stick, and also Fedotenko got credited with assist on that. So that was Modine, or Richards' 3rd of the year from Prosville and Fedotenko. And so we go into the third, tied 2-2. I was like, wow, you know, great game, great game. And third period, whoa, my monitor just snapped. It's snapping. Third period goes along pretty good. We get a power play late in the game. I think there was like 4 or 4.5 minutes to go. And all of a sudden, I see like Dave Vaynerchuk out there with Modine and Richards. And Dave, he goes down low. He passes it over to Modine. Modine just like shoots it across the goal mouth, deflects off a defensive end, goes in the net. And I was like, wow, dude, there's the power play goal. Important, crucial, game-winning goal. Modine scores. We end up going on to win 3-2. And they had a couple of chances late. They had a power play late. Graham was in net tonight. And he had a great save. I believe it was on Kovalchuk. And he just, like, swung his ass over to the other side of the goal mouth. And he just blocked that one-timer by Kovalchuk. And it was a pretty good game. But I'm glad to see us come on top. We were playing in Atlanta. A lot of cool fans in Atlanta there. I was impressed by them. But it's a good win. Again, we don't have Jay with us. Can't get a hold of him. He's got some issues going on. Hopefully he'll tell you about them when he comes back. I hope he will be back. But basically, I'm going to go through the games right now. There's a few games in progress. So I'll go to the finals first. We have the Minnesota Wild over the Columbus Blue Jackets, 3-1. I believe they played last night, and Columbus beat Minnesota, so it was a home-and-home series, so they evened that up. Florida Panthers and the Capitals, their game got postponed. I believe that was because of the storm. They're still without power down there. They got hit really hard, so that game was postponed, but the Panthers were 6-4, and I believe we might move ahead. Now we have Lightning are 7-3-2, and I believe the Hurricanes did not play tonight, so we will basically move into first there in our division. The Buffalo Sabres beat the New York Islanders. I'm impressed with the Sabres this year. They're 7-4. Islanders are 5-6, so they're struggling a little bit. And the Sabres had a great third period. They scored 3 goals in the third. Now, I'm seeing a lot of that this year, a lot of high third-period scoring. That's great. Great to see. The Devils beat the Boston Bruins in a shootout, and didn't see any highlights on that. Looks like Kozlov had 2, McGinley scored in that one. And we'll go over to the Rangers over the Montreal Canadiens. And Rangers are 6-3, Montreal 7-3. That's a big loss for them. They lost 5-2, so the Rangers look pretty tough here. Jágr scored, Moore scored 2 goals as well. That's pretty interesting. And for Montreal, Zednik scored, and I don't know. I want to see Montreal do pretty good this year. Ottawa, this is a huge game. Ottawa at the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, you'd think that'd be a pretty balanced game. Ottawa comes out, scores 3 goals in the first, 2 goals in the second, 3 goals in the third. They win 8-0. 8-0. Healy had 4 goals in that game. He had the golden sombrero. That's crazy. I want to see some highlights on that, man. I gotta check out some highlights on that later. And I take that back. The Hurricanes, I was mentioning about earlier, they did play tonight and they did win. They scored 4 goals in the third period again. And they beat the Penguins, and Penguins only have 1 win. And Penguins were on home ice. They lost big time. And Carolina, man, they have like the third best record in the NHL. Man, they're flipping 8-2, 8-2-1, and that's huge for them. And Edmonton beat the fearless Nashville Predators 5-1. So that was a huge game as well for Edmonton. Edmonton's 5-6, so yeah, I don't see any teams like really stinking it up this year, other than maybe the Penguins. But there's a lot of good teams out there, and yeah, it's good to see. Blackhawks, you know, these are some of the games in progress. Detroit's winning 4-2 over Chicago. Phoenix is up 2-1 over Dallas in the first. All these games are in the first, actually. Vancouver won, Colorado won. And St. Louis San Jose at Calgary. St. Louis and the Kings are St. Louis is up 1-0. But hey, how's your painting going? Stephanie's painting of this sculpture she did. It's pretty nice for Halloween. But that's about it. Hopefully, Jay will be back next time, and I believe we have a game on Tuesday. And I might be going to that game. It's hard to say. It'd be a last-minute decision. But see everyone next time. And this is Lightning Strike.